Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly clear. 70 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0100 hours. Partly cloudy. 68 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0200 hours. Mostly clear. 68 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0300 hours. Mostly clear. 67 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0400 hours. Mostly clear. 66 degrees. The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 63 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 64 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WACMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 0700 hours. Cloudy. 63 degrees.
KFHEDQ.
The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0800 hours. Sunny. 69 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 0900 hours. Sunny. 74 degrees. WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good morning, 1,000 hours. Sunny. 77 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, Repeater Flint.
ABC Mobile.
The Great 38, WACMN, Flint. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 80 degrees. Good afternoon, 1200 hours. Mostly sunny. 82 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again. WACMN, Flint.
ASA-EDQ.
WHCMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1300 hours. Mostly sunny. 85 degrees.
Enter BPO.
Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. WACMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1400 hours. Partly sunny. 85 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 86 degrees.
KEAGUG Mobile.
W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good afternoon, 1600 hours, partly sunny, 87 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. Good afternoon, 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 87 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, WHCMN, Repeater Flint.
NAWCD, NAWCD, this is CD Wayne.
K-A-Y-N-U. This is N-A-W-C-D. Good evening to you. Well, back at work today. Long weekend is over. Camping by you there. How's things going?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Sent back up today, so it was a pretty easy day. But stayed cool, which is nice. But outside of that, it's been a good weekend. Good week. How's your day today?
Glad we got to work back up there, easing back into it. Glad to hear that. We're doing pretty good here. I did a lot of work outside yesterday for about an hour and a half. So today, resting up, I'm actually doing another part of your sister's doctoral dissertation. She sent me that, I think, Friday or Saturday night. Friday night. So I've been working on it through the weekend. So worked inside today, and probably that's the plan for tomorrow. Hopefully, kind of keep working through it.
All right. Yeah. It's been a good day to stay inside in the AC. Nothing wrong with the warm weather, but. A little bit of AC is good for sure, and hey, good stuff.
Yeah, that's bad. I was thinking about trying to do some more work outside, and it's like I woke up this morning, started moving around, and I'm sitting here, and this is not a good idea today, so. I may try to catch that Friday. I think that's the last decent day there before the big warm up.
Yeah, next week we're supposed to be up in the upper 80s, 90s, and up towards mid 90s there. So definitely want to do whatever you're going to do outside. Just do it Friday because. Tomorrow we're supposed to get storms, and Thursday, it's just hot from there.
Yeah, exactly. Definitely kind of keeping an eye to the weather and see what the plan is. Really had some good pictures. Definitely some powerful looking tornadoes there over Nebraska yesterday, and. Kind of keeping an eye to the west to see what comes of tomorrow.
Yeah. Well, at least I'm off, so if we do get activated, I can help out. And, we'll be updating the Discord app as much as we can, and kind of keep an eye on things. So.
Yes, good. I'm glad in that way. We'll be definitely, keeping an eye on it too, and seeing how things play out tomorrow. But other than that, tomorrow, like I say, it's probably more proofreading again and inside stuff, type things tomorrow.
Yeah, not bad. I don't think we got much going on tomorrow either. I think we're just kind of relaxing. We're base sitting again tomorrow, and Stella's got VBS tomorrow night. So just looking forward to that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that's right. Your VBS is this week. So Stella's the only one. That can go. There's something for the older or younger.
No, Mike and Tabby, they're too old. And Zach, he's with Leo's mom down in Kentucky. So, but fellas get to enjoy it. So that's good.
good. I'm glad she's able to go to it. That'll be a good event for her, and hopefully she'll learn a lot and have a good time and make some friends and kind of enjoy things there. I'm glad you guys are able to take her.
Yeah, that's what, when I pull in the drive, I told him, I'm like, well, get ready, because we'll just leave right when I get in, so it won't be a long day, but it'll be worth it. It's something that's important, and just looking forward to it, so it'll be good.
NAWCD, yes, and I agree. Oh, yes, I remember those types of days very well, those types of VBS nights, church nights and that, either meet at the church or come home and head right back out the door, those types of things. Like you say, it makes for a long day, but is definitely well worth it. Thankfully for you tomorrow, at least you've got tomorrow off, so that even makes it better.
Yeah, for sure. I know I thought about trying to get to the last day, which they do is they go up until Thursday, but it's just too hard, and Saturday I'm pulling at 24, so I'll have Sunday off, but we'll see. I guess we'll see how, I can't because I got the KRPSC meeting, so Thursday won't be able to finish it out, but that's okay.
Well, at least you can go to a couple, three of the nights, I guess, so that's favorable, and that's, it's a good thing. Like you say, it's a lot, and, it's a lot of driving for you there. It's a distance. I wish you were in a situation where, your church was a little closer, but, you got to go where you're comfortable and where you're getting the word and being fed and that kind of thing. So I'm glad. I'm glad how that's working out for you.
Yeah. We actually were going to start looking for a different church or something closer because it's hard. It's hard to get, out there and, drive back and forth and, stuff like that. The kids were like, no, we like going there. We don't want to leave. So it's like, all right, well, we'll stay because they like going. They like the church. So that's why we keep going.
Well, that's an important thing. If they like it and they're enjoying it and learning from it, I think there's a Lighthouse Bible Church down in Baltimore, I think, and I think there's Columbus Bible Church a little bit north of you there. But, it's good that they enjoy it, and, you just go and do, as much as you can, the best you can in that. That's all you can do at this point. But, maybe something maybe better turns up or... Go in a different direction.
Yeah, I don't mind driving. It's one of those things where it's like, we only get to a couple services here and there, and it's my work schedule, and they only offer the one service, and it's like, okay, well, it'd be nice to have somewhere where they have more than one service, and, to be able to, to go, and, be a little bit closer, so it's not like we're having to rush out the door and, get down the street and then, turn back around and drive that same 20 minutes back. It's a lot of driving, but like I said, I don't mind doing, as long as the family's enjoying it, and, the kids are enjoying it. We drove when we were up at Northland. We drove a good 30 to 45 minutes, so it's no difference. Just more kids.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. You guys actually you went to that. You went to Fate and Pembine, and of course then you ended up going up. I think north of Iron Mountain. That was quite a ways to go. Like you say. Maybe more challenges with driving with snow and weather and that up north, but I can say not that the volume of kids you got now.
Gee, what do you do? Yeah, so yeah, it's all right. Just keep going as long as everybody's enjoying it, as long as we get fed and stuff like that, that's what matters, so.
NHWCB, roger that, yes, I totally agree. So I heard you saying all of that, you're doing a 24 on Saturday, man, you're getting right back into it again, into the swing of it.
They're paying me good to do it. So I was like, well, since you're paying me nice, getting double time and a half and double time for it, I'll gladly do it. Just give me a better cost, though.
Kind of sweeten up the pot there a little bit, and offer those incentives there, kind of lure you there. Well, that will be good, and like you say, you'll have the 24, and then you'll be off Sunday and Monday, so get a little time to recover before you go back to the short week there next time around.
Yeah, definitely. So, it'll be good. It'll be all right. Little lack on sleep, but we'll make it up on Sunday and have Sunday and Monday, like I said, off, which it'll be good. Be able to work on some things at the house, and I've got ID cards I got to start printing off, and getting those ready here for handout. So, it'll give me some time to do that.
Yes, that'll be good. I'll have to try to find, I don't have a very recent picture, but we'll send something out that will be, that'll be acceptable at least. It may not show my age as bad, though.
You're fine, Dad. You're totally fine there. Send what you got. Not a big deal. You're 28 and holding there.
Hey, I like that. Absolutely. Yeah, we'll definitely get that on out to you there. So how was camping? I think it's you guys went up towards Port Sandlock again. That's the campground you guys like.
Oh, it was great. It was not too hot, not too cold. Being next to Lake Huron, I mean, absolutely gorgeous. If you guys ever get an opportunity to drive up that way, even if it's just spend the day up there, I highly recommend it. Just Port Sandlack is nice. Sandusky is nice. This beautiful town, beautiful area. Definitely. I highly recommend it.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. They're both nice areas up there in the thumb. But I'm glad. I'm glad how that worked out. So yeah, I saw a couple of the pictures there. Looks like you guys have some jackets on, so like I said, didn't look too, was overly warm, which is, that's a good thing, and like I say, had a view of the lake, and I'm sure it wasn't too bad, and like I say, Port Sandlack and Sandusky, they're both, I like that area, One of these days, we have to get up there, like to move up there permanently.
Yeah, you guys will have to, you'll have to go up there. It's, for us, it's about an hour and 15 minutes. We usually take 94 up, and then it rips off there at Fort Huron. And then you know, we'll take the, whatever that, one of the M roads, I think it's M15 or something like that, north. And it's just, it's gorgeous. It really is. It's a beautiful area.
I'm happy how it turned out there. I'm glad glad you were able to go, and sounded like you, I think if I remember right, you said that you were able to spend an extra night there, so that even sweetens it up that much more.
Yeah, I got an extra Father's Day gift, and it was spending an extra day up there, and relaxing that we didn't have to tear down camp and go travel on Father's Day. We actually just got to relax. It was nice. It really was. It was relaxing and it's a nice campground. They keep it really quiet. It's pretty cheap. It's like $40 a night or something like that. So it's not horrible.
Hey, I'm glad for that, and like you say, all that sounds like a good combination, and I'm sure everybody else enjoyed it too, and I know you did, and you can't beat that, and like I say, it sounded like a nice time. I'm glad you guys were able to make that family trip like that.
Yeah, it was needed. It really was. It was good. And, I was kind of mad at myself. I started the diet, so I wasn't able to do the s'mores or anything like that. But that's okay. I got to lose some weight. Got to do something about my weight. So.
Yeah, I get you there, and you know, I've laid off a lot of the stuff, a lot of the chips, a lot of the pop, a lot of the sugary and salty stuff, and you know, surprisingly, through it, I really don't miss it. There's a couple of times, like, boy, I wish I could have some chips, or you know, wish I had some pop, but you know, occasionally maybe, but it's really helped me out. You know, more water, and you know, trying to eat a little bit better, a little less, and. It's really helped out, and it feels pretty decent. That makes a big difference. NAWC.
Gee, well, you need, it does. I've cut out, so I've cut out the carbs, like the breads and the chips and pop, a lot of that sugar stuff. Just kind of cut down on that once in a while, but not as much as I normally have. And I just immediately, you know, I felt, much better. I'm not as bloated. I'm not, I don't feel as heavy, you know, and I didn't feel as gross as what I normally do. So I'm pretty happy about it. I'm pretty happy about the diet. And so we're just, you know, keep plugging along and keep trying, you know, try to lose some weight. I don't want to end up in the hospital with a heart attack. I don't want diabetes. I don't want, you know, heart disease and stuff like that. I want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself so I can be here for a while.
Roger that. Yes, I definitely want you to be around for a while. Absolutely. But yeah, it definitely makes a difference. Definitely good. You know, fitted to clothes, and you know, they're not binding or tight or that, and that makes the difference. You feel better, and various things that you spoke of. You definitely gotta take care of yourself, and you know, getting up in that point in life is important to do that. And,
The Great 38, WHCMN, Flint. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly sunny. 86 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, WHCMN, Flint. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly sunny. 78 degrees. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint. Good evening, 21 hours. Sunny. 82 degrees. Making Genesee County Radio great again, W8CMN, Flint.
Is this frequency in use? KF8MY, KF8MY from KD8JSR. JSR clear.
Good evening, 22 hours. Partly cloudy. 81 degrees. W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Penetrating Genesee County like no one else can, W8CMN, Repeater Flint. Good evening, 23 hours. Partly cloudy. 77 degrees. The Great 38, W8CMN, Flint.